And I mean, I know you weren't there today, but you would have seen today
the young woman.
You watched it, right? Well, you would have seen today the young woman that I see. Really, I see. She's very confident. She's very straightforward. What she did was horrible. Those tweets were vile and disgusting. But, you know, should you cast people aside when they truly understand now what they've done and they show true remorse? Can't we just give them a second chance?
And what about a second chance for you? Have you considered your position at any point during all of this?
Well, my position has always been to look after Paris, actually, for the moment this broke. You know, I'm not a quitter by nature, as you know, because you know me very well. Reputations are made as much by what you do when the things are tough, and, you know, than when they're smooth. I'm always open and transparent.
But have you considered, Anne, your own personal role in all of this, that it's taken away from actually the very nature of what police crime commissioners were there and designed to do?
Well, I don't think it has. Police and crime commissioners were there to be the voice of local people in policing. I mean, I wanted Paris to be the voice of young people in policing, and I still want that, actually.
But do you think...
You know, there are young people here in Kent and across the country who are very hard to reach. This idea is a massive opportunity
to bridge that gap. I'll come to that in a moment, because I'd be really interested to know what happens next. But let me just ask you this. Do you think you have the support of Kent Police? Kent Police, who tweeted via their 101 in response to a comment today from a member of the public, where a member of the public asked if Paris, this was before this happened, should be kicked out. This was in the last 24 hours or so of this role. And Kent Police tweeted, except the YPCC doesn't work for Kent Police, so we can't fire her. Perhaps ask Anne Barnes, KPCC, as she's her boss, not us. Is that the sound of a police force that backs their police and crime commissioner?
Well, I haven't seen that, Dominic, at all. I'm sorry, so I can't comment.
Are you shocked by that? That someone from Kent Police would tweet.
Who did it? I don't know who did it.
Well, someone from Kent Police has obviously tweeted. It's on their official tweeting
site. It's on their official tweet. Right, well, I shall certainly speak to the Chief Constable about that because, you know, I think it's not very supportive. But that's not the point. I'm not doing the blame game here. Nobody is to blame for this. She went through a perfect recruitment process. She went through the forces vetting process, as every young person and every young police officer does.